This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. Congress is set to vote this week on a ban of sex-selective abortions.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
Do you think I still just shouldn't worry about telling them that I would be terminating if it's a girl? I'll just kind of just keep it quiet and then come here.
Yeah, I would.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
So then I'd want to schedule, try to schedule an ultrasound with an OB around then, and then I would still be able to come back here for a termination if it was a girl. Okay, all right.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Hope you had a great Memorial Day. Thank those who serve our country. I was here in Washington, D.C., and able to be part of some of the festivities here, honoring those who have served, made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And if you're joining us today, whether you're on the road, maybe traveling back from vacation or on vacation this week, thanks for listening to Jay Sekulow Live. And for those of you back at work, we are too at the American Center for Law and Justice. Over the weekend, I was on Fox News talking about Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani. That's posted to ACLJ.org. But let's get to the topic on hand. There is a vote this week. That's quick because the vote is scheduled for tomorrow on a ban regarding sex-selective abortions. What does this mean? Abortions based on the gender of the baby in the womb. So someone going in, like you heard from Live Action, when they went into a Planned Parenthood clinic and said, you know, I want to terminate this pregnancy because of the sex of the child. And we know that what's happened in many parts of the world is there's been a predominance of sex-selective abortions where it's women. We've actually talked about that with writers from places like The Economist and Financial Times on my show, on the Jordan Sekulow show, the disappearing women around the world because of sex-selective abortion. Being able to say, the reason I'm having abortion is because I don't want to have a baby girl. That's exactly what's happening, or baby boy for that matter. And there's a law now being voted on tomorrow in the House of Representatives. But it has to get a two-thirds majority to pass. It's called H.R. 3541 by Congressman Trent Franks, a good friend of ours from Arizona. It's called PRENDA. You may hear that term the next few days. The Prenatal Non-Discrimination Act. And Than Bennett, our ACLJ Government Affairs Director. Than, what's different about this is that it actually criminalizes this kind of decision, an abortion based on the sex of the baby.
Yeah, the United States Congress has spoken out before and said, we believe that this is wrong. But Jordan, we're the only, one of the only nations in the world, among the civilized nations, industrialized nations, that don't already outlaw this. This bill would do that. It would be punishable by fines and up to 5 years in prison. And, you know, we talk a lot about issues around the abortion issue that should unite us, whether you're, you know, pro-choice, pro-abortion, or pro-life. This should be one of them. You should not be able to end the life of your baby simply because you don't like the gender that it is. And Jordan, you talked about all the women that are missing in the world, all the girls that are no longer with us. That estimate in 1990 was 100 million girls around the world that are missing, and some estimates say that it's 200 million now. The United States should not be part of that. It may happen in other parts of the world. The statistics say that it's happening here now. This bill would stop that going forward. We should not be party to it.
Absolutely. And folks, this is why we want to hear from you. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to sign up now and join this petition, this is 24 hours basically we've got. This vote is scheduled for tomorrow to criminalize something that should have been criminalized a long time ago, abortions on the basis of the gender of the baby. Actually going in and saying, the reason I'm having abortion is because I don't want to have a baby girl. That is right now not criminal conduct in the United States of America like it is in most of the world. Call now. Join this petition. Congressman Franks needs your help. They got to get a supermajority. Call 877-989-2255. Got 24 hours to act here. 877-989-2255. We're talking about the full House of Representatives. Call now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition online.
It is difficult to believe. The United States is one of the few nations in the world that does not specifically prohibit abortions based on gender. What's worse, because there's no law prohibiting this barbaric act, the U.S. has become a destination of sorts for those who are seeking out this horrific procedure. There's legislation in Congress that would outlaw abortions based solely on the basis of the sex of the unborn child. No surprise, Planned Parenthood opposes this critical legislation, and of course will do all that it can to ensure that the legislation fails. Stand with the ACLJ right now and work to protect life. The time to act now. Send a powerful message to Congress and call for the passage of life-saving legislation that would outlaw abortions based on gender. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Jay Seculo Live and Jordan Seculo Show. Today we're going to extend the shows again. We have got kind of an emergency petition here. I know right after the holiday and Memorial Day, but we're back to work. That's because tomorrow in the House of Representatives is working this week. There is a vote scheduled. It's a law called PRENDA. It's H.R. 3541. And what does PRENDA mean? The Prenatal Non-Discrimination Act. Now you may hear that and say, all right, what's that about? It's criminalizing sex-selective, gender-selective abortions here in the United States, basically saying if you go and perform an abortion because a woman says, I don't want to have my baby because it's a girl, which the numbers on that are about 90% of the time when these sex-selective abortions happen here in the United States and around the world.
Yeah, a lot of the polling, Jordan, says that about 86% of American people support this kind of law. A recent one just last week said that 3 out of 4 support this kind of law. And when you, interestingly enough, when you look at women, Jordan, a lot of the in this election cycle, a lot of focus on women, especially on this issue, 4 out of 5 women, 80%, support this type of law. So even pro-choice women, people that want to have the right to an abortion, they don't believe that you should be able to select it based on the gender of the baby.
And this is, for real, folks, what we're talking about here is there's no criminal law against doing this in the United States of America. So that can be one of the reasons a woman goes and says, I want to have an abortion. It can be because of the sex of the baby. And a lot of times, or most of the time, that's because the baby is a woman. It's happening more now here, and it should be criminalized. This is what the world does. Even those countries that allow abortion around the world, you don't allow this kind of conduct because, remember, I mean, all these women's rights groups, you think they'd be supporting this. But actually, Planned Parenthood, it's totally against this.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood had come out publicly opposing this bill because it restricts the woman's right to choose. And even worse than that, Jordan, just last week, some evidence came out that not only do they oppose this bill, this happens in Planned Parenthood clinics. Going to play a couple of bites for you. There was an undercover investigation that happened to go in. The person that was undercover was posing as a pregnant woman that wanted to get rid of the baby if it was a girl, and the Planned Parenthood played right along. Let's go ahead and start with bite 19.
But do you think I still just shouldn't worry about telling them that I would be terminating if it's a girl? I'll just kind of just keep it quiet and then come here.
Yeah, I would.
The full video is online, folks, and basically what happened is the pregnant woman went in, the person posing as a pregnant woman went in and was looking for an abortion if she was going to have a girl. Planned Parenthood not only played along, they advised her on how to keep that quiet, how to deceive the doctors and the OBGYNs that she was working with so that when she got to the point in the pregnancy where she could determine what the gender of the child was, that she could come back to Planned Parenthood and get the abortion. Jordan, proof positive this is happening in the United States of America.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, we're going to do something about this. We got 24 hours to act. Will you stand with Congressman Franks? Do you want your member of Congress voting against this? I mean, I don't care if they consider themselves pro-abortion or pro-life. Think about it this way. Regardless of that, do you want your member of Congress to be voting against a ban on abortions because of the baby's gender in the womb? Saying, you know, go right into abortion clinics, say, yo, we can't restrict that at all. It's not criminal conduct to say, oh, the only reason you want abortion is because it's a girl. Call now if you want to do something about that. 877-989-2255. As Stan said, what's the real war on women? And how on earth is Planned Parenthood really against this if they're so about women's rights when this is who's being affected by this overwhelmingly? 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And I just added, if you call now, you get a free copy of our DVD documentary, Choosing Life, The History of the Pro-Life Movement. I know it's a day after a holiday. We're asking you to do a lot right now by engaging this and getting active. But I will tell you, Congressman Franks needs your support. We have to get a two-thirds majority necessary to pass this. The vote is tomorrow. So if you call and join this petition, we'll get a free DVD documentary to you. None of this is costing you anything. It's a toll-free number to call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Than, let's get right to the phone calls.
Get right to the phone calls, Jordan. Again, to be a part of the broadcast, the number is 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Henry calling from North Carolina. Henry, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, sirs.
Hi, Henry.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, I was just calling to make a comment. I had never heard of women trying to do that before, and to me it sounds like a new level of, I don't know, heartlessness. I believe that all abortion is wrong, but to do that based on the gender of a child, it seems to me it's just people are taking it to a new level of, it really sounds evil to me.
I think it is evil, and they laugh about it. Let me play Byte 18, Henry, and thank you for your phone call. This is real, folks. I want you to understand, it's real all over the world. Now, Asia is where this really has become predominant, where you have governments that support abortions or one-child policies, and it's women, it's baby girls in the womb who are told that's who the abortions are done to on this grounds, saying, I don't want to have a baby girl. They don't make as much money. They can't work as hard. The list goes on. And now this is coming to America. Why? Planned Parenthood will not, they're not going to support these kind of restrictions, even though it's about women. I mean, think about the war on women that we keep being told is the conservatives' fault because of issues like abortion. And then listen to this. This is inside a Planned Parenthood facility, Byte 18.
That is really helpful. Thank you for understanding.
You're welcome.
I was worried that I would get judgment for terminating
the
gender, and you've been so.
No. I'm just trying to, help you as much as possible.
Thank you.
Some things you probably can't be too open because there are people out there that'll place judgment,
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this Planned Parenthood counselor was told, I'm doing this abortion. I want to terminate because of gender. That's the exact terms used. And I didn't want to be judged. Thank you so much. And the woman says, I'm trying to help you. I don't want other people to judge you. They will. So be careful who you tell this to. But we'll get everything set up for you. All because of the gender of the baby in the womb. And this is not criminal conduct in the United States. And this law does that, Dan. This law criminalizes this conduct.
It does. And let me tell you what makes what you just heard so scary. And it's in direct response to Henry's question. There are countries all over the world that ban this, Jordan. India has restrictions. China actually has restrictions now. United Kingdom, Australia, much of Europe. So what is happening now is you are seeing people actually come to the United States to seek this type of abortion. So it's not only happening within our own community, to our own citizens, but people are actually traveling to the United States to get these types of abortions. And that's something that I wrote about today at aclj.org. So there are criminal penalties in the law. You can serve up to 5 years if you knowingly go to get an abortion for this reason. You have to clear that hurdle. It can't be an accident. You can also be fined for this. But the other thing that it does, Jordan, is that Planned Parenthood counselor that it received this information and that assisted with this, that facilitated with it, if there was someone who knowingly transported the woman to the abortionist to get this procedure, they would be held liable under this law either. It's time for us to catch up with the rest of the world in outlawing these things. Otherwise, Jordan, our newest tourist destination, we're going to become the tourist destination, and the reason for it is going to be for this type of abortion.
And folks, that's why I need you to take a stand now. I know it's a day after a holiday. I know I want to make sure y'all know this is live. This is the day after Memorial Day here in Washington, D.C., and we've got a vote scheduled tomorrow in the House of Representatives. Are you going to take a stand? Are you going to do something about this? You got about 24 hours here to act. Call now. Join this petition. Support Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona. Listen, 30 pro-abortion groups, including Planned Parenthood and the ACLU, are fighting against this. It's called PRINDA, the Prenatal Non-Discrimination Act, and it criminalizes, which it should be, sex-selective abortion. Anyone who performs abortion because someone tells them the reason they're having it is because I don't want to have a baby girl or I don't want to have a baby boy. Sex-selective abortion should be banned in the United States of America like it is in most countries around the world. Call now, 877-989-2255. And because right after a holiday, I know I'm asking you to act quickly here, we're going to send to you, if you join the petition and if you call right now, a free copy of our DVD documentary about the pro-life movement, how we got involved. In the very beginning of the pro-life days, it's called Choosing Life. You'll get it absolutely free if you call now, 877-989-2255, and stand with Congressman Franks, the members of Congress here. Let's work towards that two-thirds majority. I mean, it shouldn't matter, Republican versus Democrat on this. It shouldn't matter even pro-life versus pro-abortion on this. This should be about banning sex-selective abortions. That's what we're talking about here. Abortions because of the gender of the baby that is in the womb. It happens around the world. And as Dan said, if we don't do something about it, this is where people will go to do it because it won't be criminalized here. It will be the one remaining major country in the world where this is no issue, that the abortionist doesn't have to worry about that. Call now, 877-989-2255. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But let me encourage you to act, to stand up for life. You got 24 hours to do so here. We've got a vote scheduled in the House of Representatives on Wednesday that would criminalize sex-selective abortions. We need to take a stand here. We've got 24 hours to do it. We just found out about this very in late last week that the vote is scheduled. Will you call now? You get a free copy of our DVD documentary, Choosing Life, and we need you to take a stand and join the petition in support. You know, raise your voice. Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, they've all come out against it. Let's stand up for this law. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org now. It's important because we don't want to be the last country in the world, especially major superpower in the world, that doesn't do anything about this. Even on the books, we don't have it criminalized. We allow it right now. You can have a sex-selective abortion in the United States, no criminal conduct, saying, I just want to abort this baby because it's a woman. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You also get the DVD documentary, Choosing Life. We'll be right back.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It is difficult to believe the United States is one of the few nations in the world that does not specifically prohibit abortions based on gender. What's worse, because there's no law prohibiting this barbaric act, the U.S. has become a destination of sorts for those who are seeking out this horrific procedure. There's legislation in Congress that would outlaw abortions based solely on the basis of the sex of the unborn child. No surprise, Planned Parenthood opposes this critical legislation, and of course will do all that it can to ensure that the legislation fails. Stand with the ACLJ right now and work to protect life. The time to act now. Send a powerful message to Congress and call for the passage of life-saving legislation that would outlaw abortions based on gender. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. And let me tell you now that we will be taking your calls on the Jordan Sekulow Show as well. We are talking about, and this is the day after Memorial Day, we are live. And I thank those of you who are listening right now, because we've got to get engaged quickly on an issue. There is a vote scheduled tomorrow. We found out about this late on Friday. A vote to ban sex-selective abortion. What is that? Abortion on the grounds of the gender of the child in the womb. Now, this predominantly affects women, about 90% more than that of the time. This affects women around the world. And this is even the pro-abortion journalists around the world have noted this, especially in Asia, what has happened with these sex-selective abortion, because the technology is there to determine the sex of the baby, of course. So women going in and saying, you know, I'm going to have an abortion because I don't want to have a baby girl. So we'll wait till we have a baby boy. Right, this is happening around the world. This is real. And in the United States, it's not criminal conduct. In many countries, it is. So if the abortionist gets caught doing this or in some kind of sting operation, they would go to jail. They would be fined. They would face criminal prosecution. That's what this law does. But it's not yet passed. It's made its way to the floor of the House of Representatives. You think about the war on women. That's what sex-selective abortion is about. Even some pro-abortion journalists who have written about these statistics said, you know, the right to abortion won't really matter soon around the world if there's no women left. I mean, this is what's happening, disappearing gender in much of the world, and we'll be the destination for these abortions because we'll be the biggest country that allows this in the world, the easiest one to get to, because it won't be criminal conduct. So will you support the law, the Prenatal Non-Discrimination Act? The vote is tomorrow. So I can't wait for you to join this fight. Call now, 877-989-2255. Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona has proposed this. He's been working on this. We applaud him for that. Let's get some support. Here's why. We got to have a two-thirds majority of Congress to pass this. And we've only got 24 hours to act here. We need to hear from you. If you call now, 877-989-2255, you will get a free copy of our DVD documentary, Choosing Life, The History of the Pro-Life Movement, and the ACLJ, the work that we did with those pro-life protesters, bringing these issues to the forefront. It's all there in our documentary, Choosing Life, absolutely free. It's a toll-free number to call, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We want your members of Congress to vote yes on the Prenatal Non-Discrimination Act. And just, you know, for more encouragement, all of the pro-abortion organizations, the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, they're all against this. They think there's a war on women, but they're fine with allowing abortions based on the gender of the baby, which, again, over 90% of the time, that abortion occurs, that sex-selective abortion occurs because the gender of the baby happens to be female. Call now, 877-989-2255.
Yeah, and let me just say this about tomorrow's vote, Jordan. I mean, I think there's a tendency to think, well, the House of Representatives is pro-life. Of course, they're going to pass this. Remember, it's being considered under what's called suspension of the rule. So you have to have two-thirds of those who are present and voting vote for this bill in order for it to move forward. That has to extend beyond what we typically know as a pro-lifer. But again, this is an issue that should cross those lines. 3 out of 4 Americans support it. 4 out of 5 women support it. That includes a whole lot of pro-choicers. We need to make sure that the House of Representatives vote reflects that tomorrow. Let's go to Nick calling from New York on line one. Nick, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Nick.
Here's my comment. President Obama says, I will not yield and Planned Parenthood will not yield. Not yield with what? Our president is stealing $350 million of our money to make this thing work, and he's saying he's not going to yield. and Planned Parenthood isn't going to yield. What's up with that? He's not paying for this. He's just siphoning our money into this disgusting organization.
Understand. You know, Nick, I wanted to play the soundbite that you mentioned. I'm glad that you brought that one up. Here's President Obama talking about how committed he is to Planned Parenthood. Bite 8.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
I mean, that's about as clear as it gets. And NARAL Pro-Choice America, I mean, listen to this endorsement of President Obama. Here's the, this is I guess, key for this presidential race. Bite 15.
Progress will not slide back, Mr. President, because pro-choice Americans are standing with you. NARAL Pro-Choice America PAC is proud to endorse President Barack Obama. Stand with us to re-elect President Obama in 2012.
And Than, I'm thinking here, have we heard yet from President Obama on this at all? And if so, he's on the Planned Parenthood side. I wouldn't expect him to weigh in. He'd probably join them and say this is another pro-life tactic. When we're talking about just criminalizing, say, the sex-selective abortion.
Yeah, he hasn't specifically spoken out this week about this law, Jordan, but listen, make no mistake about it. We know where the president stands on this. He stands on the side of Planned Parenthood. He stands on the side of NARAL, and Planned Parenthood and NARAL have spoken out against this bill. They think that it would, you know, restrict, what was the word they used in that spot, the progress on human on reproductive rights issues. Come on. When the progress on the reproductive rights means that you can end the life of our daughters because they're not our sons, that's not progress. That's the side that the president has chosen on this. We need to make sure that the House of Representatives stands against him tomorrow.
We're going to take more phone calls. Remember, on the Jordan Seculo show as well today, which follows Jay Seculo Live immediately. And if you don't get it on your radio broadcast, we're on SiriusXM. We're also online broadcast live. It streams live at aclj.org. So if you want to switch over, if you're hanging on the line, we will get to your phone calls. Promise you that. 1-800-684-3110. Than, we want to get to calls. Let me encourage people, join this petition. We got 24 hours to act. If you call now in support of this law, which will ban these gender-based abortions, so saying, I want to have an abortion because it's a girl, I don't want to have a girl, so let's do the abortion. Let's criminalize that, right? We want to have that criminalized just like most countries in the world. That's wrong. That's the war on women right there. When the statistics show it's 90% or more, it's women. It's baby girls in the womb who are being targeted. Call now, 877-989-2255. If you do, right now you get a free copy of our DVD documentary, Choosing Life. I know it's the day after the holiday. I know I'm asking you to take a stand quickly, but we need to act. 877-989-2255. Call it now. Than, let's grab another phone call before we get to the Jordan Seculo show.
All right, let's go to Burnell calling from Texas on line 6. Burnell, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, sir.
Hi, Burnell.
I was just calling. Thank you for the opportunity. My husband and I, our baby, went to be with the Lord yesterday, and it was 14 weeks and 2 days in the womb, 14 weeks and 2 days. And the hospital that we went to, it was a little boy, and they took footprints for us, and they were perfect. I mean, people don't understand how beautifully, perfectly, wonderfully they are made. And they took pictures with us and our baby for us, and they gave us time to hold it, and we're even going to be, you know, of course, putting it to rest. And it was just so miraculous what God did to comfort us during that time to spend.
Hey, Brunel, let me thank you for your phone call. We only got about 30 seconds left. We can hold you over the Jordan Seculo show. I'm not trying to cut you off. It's a story very emotional. I thank you for calling in. Let me encourage people now. It's just stories like that. You take a stand. You don't support this gender-based abortion. Call now, 877-989-2255. We got a vote in the House of Representatives tomorrow. Congressman Trent Franks has got legislation that would criminalize this conduct, these sex-selective abortions, which should be criminalized already in America. 877-989-2255. We need you to act right now.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.